Hi, Beths.
Hey, Beth.
You're Abby.
Dear Kiki.
Captain.
Red flag. Desperate housewife.
Pinot Grigio.
Doesn't want to marry you. Love you like I love you.
Don't
talk to yourself.
Cheers, Beth.
Cheers.
Ill-advised. This is ill-advised.
Hi, Bex.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome.
Well, welcome to Ill Advised,
the podcast where two best friends tell you what to do after someone else already has.
Like your best friend's boyfriend.
And not his. Huh? I don't know where to go with that. Sounds accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best friend's boyfriend.
And his, huh?
Yeah, because who's his, huh? I'm his. All, huh?
Let my best friend's boyfriend tell me what to do.
That's why I said it.
We'll see what happens. Hmm. I'll show him what he's going to do.
All right, bye.
Hi. if this is your first time listening.
I'm the best friend.
That's my best friend.
I'm the one without the boyfriend that tells you what to do.
I don't know. I'm not prepared for this episode, apparently.
Are we ever?
Sometimes. We're on our shit. We're off our shit because we're off of our ritual.
I forgot about that part. Yeah.
What do we do to, like, let's jump to the wine first and take a really good glug.
I was going to say, we usually do a...
A check-in.
Little extra swigger
you know,
of something.
Bump.
Maybe that's what we're missing.
I'm on Adderall. I don't need a bump. Like, I'm good.
All right, we'll just take an extra bump of Adderall.
I'm just going to open up my time release capsules and lick the powder. Stop it. If this is your first time on the podcast, I'm ADHD and that's ADHD too.
Yes.
And we're just a bump.
Of Adderall.
Of Adderall.
Or no, what else you got?
Baby laxative.
Oh my God. So I actually just saw a reel of a girl who's addicted to baby powder, snorting baby powder.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I thought they took baby powder like off the shelves.
Oh,
is it still a thing?
Apparently it is.
And like went to court for that shit, for like cancer and all this.
Maybe
stuff.
Specifically baby, I mean, yeah.
Like maybe like an ingredient.
Yeah. Maybe like their powders.
Because you used baby powder on Mia, right?
No.
I did on Wyatt to keep him dry.
No. I have or had. I think I got from like the baby shower, babe, but I don't recall ever using it. Oh, okay.
It was like a necessity for us, like, you know, like Goya or other shit.
And by us, you mean
my family.
Non-whites?
Non-whites. We believe to not chafe, you need to get sazon, you know?
At least that smells better than baby powder.
I don't know.
I hate the smell of baby powder.
You know, I always liked it growing up, and then they started putting it in like air fresheners.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, this is way too much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why does everything smell like secret deodorant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like your grandma's poofs. I need to go powder. You know, Graham, these days when we go powder.
You got a little bit of schmutz on your nose,
yeah.
Graham.
Yeah.
Want a bump? The theme of this
sharing
week's episode.
Is caring.
Oh shit. How are
Imagine
you?
Snorting baby powder though, real quick.
No, that's like first of all, the smell out of my nose, never. But like I've like seen wet baby powder. Once it hits your nostrils, like I think you're stuck forever. Like it's like cement. Your sinuses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's paste.
I didn't think about wet baby powder.
Yeah. When I think about the body, I only think about wet, but that's only because I'm a pervert.
This is what it looks like when you don't let your intrusive thoughts win.
Fuck. Fuck, fuck.
We're skipping to the
I water. Thought it was because I didn't have whiskey. But. Yeah, we'll do the wine first and then we'll check in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to stop talking forever. Or I do, at least.
We need to keep talking. What do you mean? This has been great.
You're right. This week's wine is Miguel's, and it is a Vinho Verde, which is a Portuguese wine, literally.
I was going to say, you just pronounced that very Portuguesely.
Yes. It's a Portuguese wine, and it literally trans into like a green wine. Or like a young wine.
Oh, yeah, verde.
Yeah. But like it can also be used to like define like a not a fully matured plant or fruit. So I don't really know. I'm just guessing because it's wine.
Oh, so it's gonna be sour, maybe?
No, because we like
My grapes ain't ready yet.
We like this style of wine. We just don't know this brand.
Oh, I didn't know we liked that style. Yeah,
that's the usually like the Portuguese wine that we get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we're gonna find out, right?
Yep.
I don't know what year it is, but everything here is written in Portuguese and in English, so you're welcome.
Good thing you speak both.
I'm going. Well, maybe the Portuguese. English is still up. Jury's still out. If you've listened to this podcast before, then you know what I'm talking about. The bottom of the bottle says tribute to the passion and devotion of Portuguese wine growers. And then it says there's literally no year. I'm sorry. That's really what's catching me off guard. So we don't even know if it has a vintage or if that matters with Portuguese wine. I wonder if that's a thing.
Maybe not, because they do everything while it's green.
Well, that was just, that's just me like trying to think of possibilities. I don't know that that's true.
Maybe
I'm just working on different angles here.
Makes sense.
Or maybe they just use white grapes that are really green.
Makes sense.
We'll find out. Light, crisp, and gentle sparkle wine made from grapes grown in the officially demarcated Vinho Verde region. Oh, it's a whole region. That, well, there's the answer to that. The climactic conditions of this region are ideally suited for winemaking of a distinct tangy flavor.
Oh, it's going to be so sour. Tangy. I think you're right about the green.
I might. I don't know. That's the name of that wine growing region, kind of like Bordeaux in France.
Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a little sparkly.
Is it? Oh, in a type of bottle like this, a sparkly wine.
Also, when you poured it, it didn't fizz.
It did not fizz. How would you know? You were in the bathroom.
Oh, right. But I was still
remember,
right.
You were going to pour it, but you're like, pour this, I got to pee.
Maybe I cracked the seal and it didn't like, so then maybe I just TSSS. Yeah.
Okay. Cheers. Sorry, I don't know why I got so fixated on tss.
That's funny because as you were reading it, said something about like sparkly.
Sparkly, yeah. But I was like, what's sparkly about it?
That was my
but now I see
inner it. Thought.
That's weird. It's like, what's that it's fancy... soda water, Pellegrino.
Mm.
All right, let's drink our mineral wine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, doggy. Number two. Just fucking go to number two. It's weird because it's almost like I feel the bubbles. Do you?
Yeah.
Which is super strange to me. But it's almost like white Zin meets like a dry white to me.
Meets like a flat champagne.
Right. That's perfect. Like a very dry, flat champagne meets a white Zin.
How does it not?
I don't understand. Science is fucking weird, bro.
How can it be fizzy but not?
Not bubbly. Oh, you were going to come up before I started pushing. That's fine.
Sounds like childbirth.
No, good. I just call it another day holding my shit in.
Also sounds like childbirth.
And we'll keep that burp in there for posterity. Number three.
This is going to be a great summer wine.
Oh, yeah. I'm already planning
boards. How much is the bottle?
$12.99.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. It does have that minerality of a Pellegrino in the background.
I love it.
Five. I'm giving it a five.
I would look for this. Yeah.
I would look for it. I would keep it to myself.
I would, yeah.
Even I'd though grab it's only $12.99.
On my way to your house.
For you. And bring Sauvignon Blanc for me.
I have two bottles in my bag. What do you have that we can open?
I don't know. I brought a whole smorgasbord of food to my house. What did you bring?
Right.
What are you eating?
Right, right.
Imagine. Oh my God.
No, it's like I'm not even open mine yet. Right. So what wine do you have for right. us?
What's open now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Aren't you going to pour some wine?
You know, it's like kind of those things where you find something that you really like, so you kind of like save it for last. Like, let's say, like Halloween candy, mm-hmm. when you went trick-or-treating and you like hit all of these, like your favorite. Yeah. I was always hiding like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
And then like, I'll get to those when I get to those. And then would go through the whole bag to find out that somebody ate my Reese's cups. That's what would happen if we like got this wine and you're like, we're going to finish what you have open.
Yeah.
And then something will happen where it's like, you know, the bottle's spontaneously combust or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Or like, you know, your boyfriend secretly drank both bottles of wine without you knowing. So then when you went to go pour some, it was already gone.
Kind of like the whiskey.
Huh. Mine are yours.
And how you doing, Beth?
I'm good. I'm actually really good. My last day, literally my last day of my statistics course.
So. I know. We never have to talk about it again. Well, maybe we'll touch briefly on it like next week.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come up the death of it. Like, like that one time when I had.
Remember that time I went for an education and I was miserable? I
wanted to fucking die. Also, my daughter's going for a little tonsil.
Ectomy?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Tonsillectomy.
Yeah, ectomy is the removal thing, right? In Latin?
Fuck like, if I know. I'm in statistics, not like, Latin.
Just kidding. Well, you might as well be.
It's the right.
Same fucking
right.
Shit.
I might know more Latin words.
Right. Statistics is the Latin roots for like figure it out.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
In another language.
Okay, yes. I accept. Totally accept.
Other than that, I'm good.
Yeah.
How about you?
Nothing new to report here, I don't think. Let's see. What kind of a week did I have? A shit one.
I was going to say work has sucked for you lately.
Yeah. I've had a lot of wine lately.
Fuck yeah, doggy.
My workouts have been non-existent, minimal to non-existent because...
Except for in the bedroom. Those kind of workouts.
Listen, that is some sort of cardio you cannot replace.
Listen, that's and calories.
Listen, I'm going to TMI right now.
Yes.
Although maybe I shouldn't. But, you know, I found out that my cousin's, I think he's 14, 15 years old,
well, this
listens
is less
to our podcast. So now you know where I'm going with this. So he's like, you should be a therapist. I was like, no, thanks. I'm an advice columnist.
I was going to say, no, you're the advice columnist.
Yeah. He's like, I listen to his podcast and I like lift my head up. I'm like, what? Like, don't you have anything better to do?
Does your parents know?
Also, can you rate, review, and subscribe? He's like, dude, you've got 5 stars. I was like, right, so keep going.
Hello, we didn't just wake up with those 5 stars.
Right. We harassed our family and friends until a very small portion of them
gave
in. I was
going to say, also tell your parents and your cousins and right. aunts and uncles.
I know. Like, let's take their phones and just do it.
Oh, fuck. Smart.
Right?
Because what 14-year-old isn't going
to
do that?
Right. Just fucking do it. Don't even listen to podcasts, but ill-advised.
See, you smart.
Yeah, I know. And then they're going to be like, why do I keep getting notifications for this? And then you go like, oh, you can just silence them. And you stay subscribed.
Yeah.
Be smart, kids. Don't listen to your parents when it comes to their... Be smart, kids.
I was going to say, we're still parents.
We're still parents. I know. I'm waiting for my kid to not listen to me, but I digress.
Oh, I don't think that... I think he's going to wait till he's an actual adult until he doesn't listen to. So that way... When you're like, I fucking don't, he can be like, yeah, well, you know.
Well, you're done.
Maybe
raising
when
me.
I was 16.
Right. I don't know. These kids these days, man, they've gotten like no. They've just got no.
They just got no.
Yep.
Speaking of got no, I can't get no.
No what?
I lost how I was going to tie that into our questions.
What questions?
I ain't got no Ada.
Oh.
But that don't make sense.
You ain't got no, am I the assholes?
Yeah, that's why I was like, I lost how I was going to make that clever.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I had.
Do we want to think that one over before we do it again or just keep going?
Speaking of assholes.
Oh?
We're talking about kids?
Little assholes.
Yeah.
Sure. I was thinking literal assholes.
Well, I don't want to talk about kids' actual assholes.
No, not kids' assholes.
I got questions.
I have questions.
This week. That was a cute giggle.
I'm sorry, you got me. I almost feel bashful. Like, should we even be saying this shit? So this week.
We're going back to Ada.
And Auntie Ada.
Yeah. Ada for giving my... Okay, are you ready?
I don't know, are you?
No, I thought it was until this
tell me,
next
auntie.
Part.
Okay.
This is from a year ago.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for giving my stay-at-home mother wife a written performance review?
Fuck off.
With suggested areas needing improvement?
You better be paying her. To
I,
fucking...
33, to what? First of all,
for you to have the balls to even go there, you better be fucking paying her to be in the position to even make suggestions.
So, like, she's a stay-at-home mom.
But I'm giving you $45 million a day.
In addition to...
Being a stay-at-home mom and taking care of you.
And
yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. No, not, no. No.
I was going to say he technically, as a stay-at-home mom, is paying for
it. No. No, she's sacrificing her life and dreams. She's doing it her fucking way. But I'm not angry anymore.
She also gave birth to that fucking child right. that she's staying home to.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if this is like, hey, you didn't clean the windows right. Or I don't like the way sure. you scrub That's, a floor. Like,
for sure. That's why I said, are we ready for this? I, 33 male, share one child, 6-year-old female, with my wife, 36-year-old female. She has another daughter, 13, that lives with us full time. We also have custody of our niece, 15-year-old girl. The teens are each other's best friends. They share a large bedroom, which was done at their request. The dynamic here is pretty much mom and youngest against the teens, with me being the referee between everyone.
Ding, ding.
My wife has taught the youngest she can blame others for her actions to avoid consequences. Mm-hmm. She just says the word, one of the teens will get punished without question.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Right. There's no doubt she is my wife's favorite. I love her, but she's becoming nothing more than an entitled brat. As just a mere example, my wife and I had an appointment we both needed to attend. When we came back, it was apparent that the pool had been used. They're not allowed to swim while we aren't home. As the youngest divulged, Mommy, I was in the room coloring. I never went swimming. The teen said that that was not true. She had gone swimming as well. Only the teens were punished. My wife refused to give the youngest any type of consequence. I later found her wet swimsuit hidden in the garage. My wife and I argued. I felt strongly she needed to not only be punished for swimming, but also for lying. After a relentless disagreement, I was silenced as she gave the youngest a very minimal consequence. The lying, blaming, and favoritism ultimately caused the teens to act out, understandably. Mm-hmm. Most of their consequences are done by giving more chores, specifically the chores the 6-year-old has. Or as recent, they were removed from music lessons as a consequence. I believe they are so frustrated, they don't even care when they verbally attack their mother after her unfair treatment towards them. After all, they already got blamed and punished for things they don't even do. From my perspective, lashing out gives them a release. We've had countless tiring arguments. Should either not see her faults or would agree to do this and that, but it was never actually done. I decided to write a performance review.
Fuck, I was waiting for when it would come into play.
Good thing I forgot about that.
Oh, I did not.
I decided to write a performance review as a stay-at-home mom. Her areas in need of improvement. Well, it was a lot. But I touched on how she needs to listen better, stop being biased, be fair in all her decisions, stop making rash decisions without taking all 3 kids into consideration. I recommended her to give each child the same amount of one-on-one alone time to speak or just be with one another. So it wouldn't be an entirely slap to her face. I gave her accolades on her strong points for other areas.
Oh my God.
Aside from parenting. I guess I felt this would work best because I could organize my thoughts on paper without her interjecting. However, it quickly backfired in my face. She was quiet the first hour after I handed it to her. Then she completely exploded on me, said if we're going to do this type of shit, she'll get a private bank account and take half my paycheck every week. She further said the review was abusive and a manipulative, sexist move. Am I the asshole?
Sexist and manipulative?
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
Abusive.
Oh, right.
Manipulative and sexist.
I don't know that I totally agree with that. I actually think to like take a step back and write it out might be a responsible thing as an outlet. I don't know that I would share it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Yeah. But... I think you're an asshole for a performance review. I'm just going to put it simply. Like, you're kind of an asshole. But if I'm going to take a step back and look at all of this, I have other shit to say.
Yeah. I don't even think he would get a reaction from me because it would take me a long time of trying to figure out who the fuck
I was waiting for the fuck because your face was very neutral for just quite a millisecond. I was like, oh, she's not going to go there.
The audacity. I did not give birth to your audacity. I'm just trying to figure out where it came from. I'm sorry.
What did you give birth to?
This? These motherfucking children that you're complaining about. I'm just trying to imagine. So technically I'm still a stay-at-home mom. But specifically, the first 2-3 years after my daughter was born, I was a stay-at-home mom. And I feel like the day her dad would walk in here and like have any sort of opinion.
Right.
About me being home, raising our daughter that I just birthed. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you fucking, while you were gone all day long, every single fucking day?
Well, so you wouldn't expect him to have an opinion or a say in child rearing at all?
Yeah, but like.
Because that's a different story altogether.
Yeah. But your opinions on specifically how I'm being a stay-at-home mom? You know what I mean? A review of my quote-unquote job.
Yeah, well, that's, there is no justifying that, period.
Right. That's why I'm like.
But to like have an opinion. In fact, if I.
Like, yes, we have different perspectives about parenting.
If I had a child and I came home and I disagreed with something you were doing and I wanted to talk to you about it and you said like, no, you have no opinion on how we raise our children as a stay-at-home mom. I'd be like, I absolutely do, because you are actually benefiting being a stay-at-home mom, whether or not you have more going on. You're not out there working. I'm working for us, just like you're working for us in here.
Right.
So yes, I do have an opinion. And yes, my opinion will be considered. And no, you won't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Right? But like, but that's
but a different
story.
But for you to give
story.
Me a review.
Yeah, like that's, you're an, like, I'm only saying you're an asshole because of that. Like, if you can approach your wife and have a conversation.
Especially
like,
because that was the only issue that you vocalized.
Yeah.
Was that you feel that you don't, that she doesn't parent the daughter, the youngest, mm-hmm. the way you think she should.
And he said something about, he had explained to her, right? Like, he had spoken with her about it before, or he had tried to. The only thing I can remember is the reaction after the performance review, which I don't blame her for.
We've had countless tiring arguments. Should either not see her faults or would agree to do this and that, but it would never actually be done.
So you went to an extreme measure. If you didn't know that that fight was coming, you're an idiot. I'd like to know what he wanted to achieve with that. Because it's not just she's going to change overnight with a performance review. Like, what did you want to achieve?
I'm also, so with two teenage girls being in the home, mm-hmm. that's kind of like a, obviously it's not the 6-year-old's fault. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like if I don't my doubt. Two teen daughters went and jumped in the pool mm-hmm. and my 6-year-old joined in, mm-hmm. I'm not going to punish my 6-year-old.
Leading by example type of thing.
Because it's like my 6-year-old wouldn't have went and jumped in the pool if you weren't.
Well, I would actually punish all of them for being involved, knowing the rules. But also, if you've never held your 6-year-old accountable to anything, like, I mean, there are degrees to what we hold our kids accountable to, right? Like, I wouldn't make my kid power wash the house at 6 years old for jumping in the pool.
But. Right, but it's like, if I'm 6 and my older sisters are swimming in the pool, then it must be okay to do.
It must be okay to do, right?
So I'm not going to punish my 6-year-old unless it was like, you know, well, we went out there. Susie was in the pool swimming by herself. So mm-hmm. we just were like, fuck it. We will too, as teenagers. Then like, okay, Susie, you fucking know you can't swim by yourself.
But coming from the teenager side,
like,
I'm thinking like,
teenagers
I was
are already in,
there. In
the pool swimming mm-hmm. and I'm 6 years old, I'm getting in the motherfucking pool because
like,
they're
hell,
in there.
Like, hell, you're going to do and I'm not going to. I'm thinking from the teenager side where like the 6-year-old's in there and they're not. We're going to tell mom, she's not going to believe you anyway. I have her wrapped around my motherfucking finger.
That's true.
And now, like, you're the parent who's like, fell for it. You'll never know until maybe they're in their 30s and you're trying to eat your crab rangoon
right,
in silence.
Until the 6-year-old is like, mom, remember that day?
Yeah. I totally was in there and I found your crack pipe. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, This is what we fucking confess to our parents later on in life, you know?
So I guess I'm just wondering if that's where the disconnect is. It's like, well, the six-year-old should be punished too because she was also swimming. And then mom's like, but she wouldn't have ever fucking went swimming if the fucking teenagers who do know better weren't in the pool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But I think that his point is that like she's not being held accountable to anything, and anything she says against them, like this case in point, they found her lying.
Oh, like, mom, I was in my room coloring.
Right? And they did it. And whatever she says
goes.
Yeah,
that is different.
You know what I mean? Like, knowing that dynamic.
Yeah, that's like, very strategic.
Yeah, she's brilliant. A. B, she sucks at hiding the evidence. And C, mom's going to say, like, my baby's innocent. Because even the dynamic he painted, like, he's the referee between the
mom and daughter. The six-year-old.
Right.
And the teens, two teenagers. Yeah.
So, from a...
It's like Baby Boss, little six-year-old running around, like, causing havoc, and then the teens keep getting, like, what? Nobody just saw.
And then she, like, puts her hand over her face and winks and goes, I told you you'd self-destruct.
Yeah. Yep, and then...
little bitch.
Gives her mom a little hug and kiss. The mommy's like, oh, my God.
They made me so worried, mommy. I know, so baby, scared. It's okay. Do you want ice cream?
They threw me in the pool without my floaties.
Without your floaties.
Right.
I'm calling the police for attempted murder. Right? Yes, I think you're an asshole for giving her a performance review because I don't know where the fuck you get off thinking that you are her boss or that you own her.
Yeah, what does that have to do with, like, listen, I'm tired of you fucking...
Oh, now I get sexist. I didn't at first. Now that I'm a fucking HR employee.
Manipulative.
Yeah.
You do really great at cooking and cleaning.
I see it. I wonder, I don't know if that I'd excuse it, but like at what point is that okay? That like I'm trying everything to get through to my wife because she won't listen to me, period. Or we'll make compromises and she won't follow through with them. Like, what do I do now? Like, how do I get through to her?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. You don't. Mm-mm. As a mom, what I think, feel, and believe is especially surrounding my kid. That's it. I don't care who you are.
But you, like, reflect and you make changes based on, like, your surroundings and, like, your environment. And in this one right here.
Yes.
Like, it's an agreement also, just to stop, like, the argument and, like, then, like, doesn't follow through, like, with the partner that they live with and they're married. And
but there's also areas that I am very clear of. Like, I'm way too fucking doting on my kid. Way too doting. To the point where I'm in the living room doing my homework on my computer. She's laying in my bed watching a show. Mm-hmm. She calls, Mom. I'm like, what, babe? She goes, can I have my water? Do you know what I did?
You got up and found her, looked for her water.
I got up, went to my room because I knew exactly where her water was. Took her water bottle off of the bedside table that was less than a foot away from her reach and handed her her fucking water. That was the day I was like, oh my fucking God. Oh my God.
Yesterday.
Last week. It was actually a couple months ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, despite me knowing and, like, even having that, like, okay, this is just, like, I cannot excuse, you know what I mean? I'm still, my knee-jerk is to
but you're just attentive. I think you can recognize this, and I think that, like, you saying, like, I'm way too doting on my kid is your trigger to start making little changes that'll contribute to a more independence on her.
But I haven't. Yeah, but I get up and do what she's asking for and then tell her, like, baby, you can do this yourself. Mm-hmm. But I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just so difficult as a parent to, like, but it's my baby.
I know.
She's not going to be this age forever.
I know, but they're all her babies.
Someday
in
she's
this
not
going
to be asking me to get up to hand her fucking water that she can roll over and grab. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't make it right. I don't know. Like, that's where it's like, yes, I'm way too doting, but it won't be like this forever.
Yeah. As parents, we know what we know. We act on what we feel. And that's fine. I think my, like, whole overall view on much of life is like, do what makes you happy. As long as you know that there may be consequences or maybe people who don't agree with you and you're okay with that, like, do what makes you happy. You know, if you think you're going to be trying to defend your decision, do you really think you're happy? I don't know. Question it. Call a
therapist.
I was
just going to say, I think there's a really huge difference. I think maybe towards the point you were trying to make, it's like recognizing mm-hmm. something, whether I'm fixing it or not. Yeah. It's completely different than seeing no issue. I see no issue.
But maybe that's the other part of it, is she's recognizing these things and she's like fighting during the argument because maybe it's the approach, or maybe because she knows and she doesn't want somebody calling her out on her shit. There's a whole bunch of reasons why.
Or she just doesn't see the issue.
Or she doesn't see it, which is totally possible, right?
Like, it's not a huge deal that she actively went out of her way to lie about not being in the pool.
Let's talk about
the benefits of
being that kind of a mom with your six-year-old. You're close. She loves you. You have your baby at all times. Somebody's on your side. She relies on you. You feel needed.
Great
you feel
trust
important.
There.
Let's talk about the other side. She's going to grow up to be a teenager where she's going to get away with murder.
Manipulative. Yep,
and then she's going to grow up and resent you, just like the teenagers who grew up resent you because she doesn't know how to be self-sufficient and the teenagers don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah. So I think you're right. There's something to say about acknowledging something, whether you're actively working on it or not, versus not seeing an issue at all or not wanting to see an issue at all.
Or
either way, dad loses.
Yeah. And my response to dad in this case is,
yes, you are the asshole, and also good luck.
This also sounds like, it doesn't sound like a parenting question anymore. It now sounds like a marriage
question.
Can
I continue? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our views are never going to...
I'd be like, we need to go to couples counseling just so we're on the same page. Forget about fixing our marriage. Our marriage isn't broken, but our parenting is, because we're not on the same page.
Which is going to break the marriage.
Yep. Sure is.
Because I can only sit here for so long watching you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to be a stay-at-home mom? We're going to counseling.
Anyways, we all vote asshole.
No, yes. Sorry. I do vote asshole.
And the overall vote is everyone sucks.
Shut up.
Everyone sucks.
It's true, though. I didn't know that was an option.
Should we read some of the responses?
Yes, please. Everyone sucks. I need to hear both sides of these arguments.
Ooh. The concerns you have are legitimate and it needs an urgent solution. But the way you went about it is really unhealthy. The parenting of your children is not a project. You are not her boss. You are her husband and the father of her kid. Giving her a performance review comes across as really condescending and, as she said, manipulative.
Passive aggressive. Let's not forget passive aggressive.
Are you her employer? Because employers give performance reviews.
That's why
partners do not.
Right. That's why I said you better be fucking paying her outside of like...
Your family, including yourself, need therapy. A lot of it. A lot of therapy.
I'm such an advice columnist.
I told you.
What would you say as a psychologist?
I don't know, because it's like a...
I'm your client. I'm the one who wrote it.
Your concerns aren't... It's not like... Well, what makes you feel that way?
Right.
Because it's like, our job as parents is to raise fucking...
the best way we know how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you're not going to win this battle.
Right.
I don't fucking know, because it's not like, well, maybe if you healed your childhood traumas, there wouldn't... You know what I mean? Like, it's not... There's not like a... Well, you only feel this way about her parenting because your mom wasn't this way with... You know what I mean? It's like a... Your perspective, your morals, and views and whatever, as like a parent raising kids, there's not like a right or wrong for each parent, you know. Mm-hmm. But then also, that's maybe what I'm going to tell mom, even if I pointed out that, like, you know, that things she's doing could potentially be harmful to later in life. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you can either deal with this or not.
Yeah, I think if I brought this to a psychiatrist, I would probably expect him to say something along the lines of what we were talking about earlier, where it's like, you actually need to address your dynamic, your relationship with your wife first, so that she actually hears you. Because to me, it doesn't sound like you guys have a clear path of communication.
I agree, but I don't think that's going to change
anything. No, but that's how I would start it.
Mom's maybe still not going to have her views and perspectives of her parenting.
Yeah. Or mom knows and she's embarrassed and doesn't want to carry out. Like, dad would do that. Like, I think that that's just a human dynamic where you're like, you fucking called me out on my shit, but who the fuck are you to call me out on my shit?
Now I'm really not fucking.
Now go fuck yourself. Yeah. Like, you just made shit worse and you can have this dry meatloaf for dinner. Like, that kind of like dynamic where it's like, she either can't handle that type of criticism or she's blind to it or she's just offended. She's reacting before she's actually listening.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's a straight up narcissist and can't control what goes on in the household and he's wrong. Let's just speculate for the rest of this episode.
He had some good.
Isn't that what narcissists are great at?
No, they make shit up. They don't.
Not
they
always.
Make their own history and their own perspectives. Yeah,
they're quite revisionist. Okay. So I still think everyone does suck, but he's still the asshole for just the approach.
I was ready to call you an asshole, but I can't. I think you acted in desperation because you see your wife favoring the 6-year-old at the expense of the teens. You have the additional fear that the 6-year-old turning into a manipulative brat due to your wife's actions. But did it have to be a performance review?
I think if you're going to write things down and you want to share that with your partner, the right thing is, I've written things out to organize my thoughts. This is how I feel. I would like to show you them, but it is constructive criticism. And I just need you to verbalize that you're okay with it if you want to see it. And if you don't want to, that's okay too. But I needed to write these down and let them have a choice. It doesn't mean they won't react.
I think if there's just repeated discussions of like, we're not agreeing on our parenting styles, it just.
I think sometimes I was very thoughtful about the discussion, like what we've been trying to communicate with, and I'm going to present it to you in a different way. I think it might be worth a shot. But again, do not write it like you're going to fucking offer her a raise or take away from her if she doesn't perform to your expectations.
I think it would be helpful for dad, not that. Well, I'm not going to call mom right or wrong.
I don't think right or wrong is relevant. Yeah,
but either way, I think if dad had a full perspective on why mom is momming the way she's momming, mm-hmm. it could be helpful for him to not change his point of view, but be a little bit more considerate of his approach on things. Mm. Like, I can sit here all day and tell you why I'm extra doting on my kid. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make it right or wrong. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to be like, oh, okay, well then continue to get up off the couch to go right. get her water that was right next to her.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I can tell you why I'm so doting. Mm. So I think if dad maybe had, okay, this is a process for mom too.
Yeah. It's true though. This is like, there's not, that's the part of like, there's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
You know, and
like mom could be very like, no, I am who I am. I'm momming how I'm momming, and that's it. That's my mm-hmm. baby, and I don't give a shit what nobody says. There's still a
or she could be like, I'm momming this way because my parents mommed me the other way.
And I don't know any other way.
It didn't
I
work.
Don't know how to do. Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
I'm ready for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sucks here. Sh.
Am I the asshole for telling my roommate my stripper pole is staying in the living room?
It's staying in the living room?
Yes.
I don't know. What's the context?
That's it.
Is she bringing dates over? And it's like,
this is also from
I'm not a,
year
a stripper,
ago.
I promise.
A few months ago, I, female 20, decided I wanted to take up pole dancing. I heard it's a great exercise, actually.
Yeah, they actually have pole dancing classes in Worcester.
Can we do it?
No. The only thing I'm good at gripping is my nothing.
Is your pole?
No.
In the middle of your living room.
That's where it happened. I digress.
See? Digressing. Can we do it?
Yeah. No way. I'm just thinking about like how strong your legs have to be just to hold you up on that thing. I'll take the class with you. I'm just going to sit there.
My little brother's ex-girlfriend started doing it. I'm going to go throw ones at her if she ever.
Shut up.
She posts a couple clips on like her Instagram and I'm like, girl.
Oh.
All this time? You could be rich by now.
Oh, imagine her Kegels.
No.
You've got to think all the muscle strength that up you have like to put to hold by your thighs onto that pole. The only thing my Kegels are good for are being where they are.
I don't want to talk about my brother's.
Not her Kegels.
Ex.
No.
You said imagine her Kegels.
Yes, but like I'm not talking about it in a sexual way. Can you read the question?
Yeah. After I drink.
Could you please drink so you can read you the asshole. Question? Because I'm still thinking about Kegels.
I, 20-year-old female, decided I wanted to take up pole dancing. I told my roommates, Amanda and Holly, 20 and 26 years old, that I was thinking of getting one and installing it in the living room. And they said, go ahead. Side note, we had no furniture at the time, so this pole was installed in an empty living room.
Dope.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Like, oh my God, let's have a party. Yes. We'll just take turns on the pole.
And guys, this is how we're going to pay rent. Are you serious? We're in college? Like.
A little while later, since nobody else was getting furniture, I got a couch off of Facebook Marketplace. Holly also got a TV for the living room. Right after we got the TV, Holly demanded that we move the pole out of the backside of the living room so that the TV and the couch could fit in the corner where the pole already is. I was confused by her request because the couch was already placed close to the center of the living room and there was an outlet available for the TV to go in front of. I asked Holly why she wanted to move it into the corner, and she said because she wants a cozy little nook. I told her that the pole is quite difficult to move and install, and the pole being in its existing spot gives me enough room. The new spot she suggested would have me slightly in the way of the hallway, and I couldn't tell if there was a stud where she wants to move it to. Because of those reasons, I told Holly kindly that I wouldn't be moving the pole and the couch can stay where it is on the other side of the living room, partly because I own the couch. And since she simply asked me, I'm allowed to say no. She didn't respond well to this. She contacted our rental company and told them that we had an unauthorized stripper pole in our unit that what? No one agreed to.
Oh, hold on. Can you put out an APB on a stripper pole, please? Like, what is an unauthorized stripper pole? Do you not have a permit,
in our
ma'am?
Unit that no one agreed to. An administrator came to our unit and told me that the pole needed to be removed. I was obviously pissed she snitched on me, so I told Holly if she still wants her cozy little nook, she can get her own couch. I'm restricting her from using mine.
Oh, my God.
Am I the asshole?
Oh, what shit. The fuck? That's way better than the title says.
This is so good.
This is like, oh, yeah? Watch this.
Sure, I'll move the pole, but good luck sitting
moving
on
the couch.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep the couch where it is, and you can't sit on it.
So now not only can I not move the stripper pole, I can't have one.
And also, there's a couch in the living room that nobody can sit on. What the fuck is happening? Holly's coming over with her friends like, no, 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 you can't sit on the couch.
You can't sit on the couch.
You got to stand where the stripper pole used to be. You just stand there.
Good luck catching once.
What but the like, fuck is happening?
But like, is she using the couch or is it just there to spite? You know what I mean? Like, sorry, I'm going to put like movie theater ropes around the couch so no one can sit on it. Fucking Holly. What about the other roommate? Can she sit on it? What's her name?
I don't think.
Amanda?
I think the other roommate's just like,
when you guys are done, I'll be in my room studying.
Like, can you just keep it down a little?
Or like, I got a shift at Chipotle. Like, I can't do
that. Right, right. My name's so Biff. Is she the asshole?
I don't know. I think they are both super petty. So everyone sucks here already. But if I'm going to go by order of operations here, is she the asshole for not wanting to move her stripper pole or just not moving it?
Am I the asshole for telling my roommate my stripper pole is staying in the living room?
I think you're kind of an asshole, but only because if you had moved it, you'd still have one.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair. How do you think this situation would have played out if it was you and I back when we were living together?
And let's be very clear, we're renting this unit together.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'd be like, that fucking thing out of my living room. Who gave you, like, why did you think this would work?
Bitch, I'm paying rent.
Why did you think this would work? Why, like, if we, you know, I don't know.
Do you think it would get to, like.
You know what I think I would do? I would, like, I would be like, oh, okay. And then, like, kind of just, like, gloss over it. And then take a step back and be like, I'll wait to see if she uses it.
The couch or the stripper pole?
No, you're definitely use the couch. But the stripper pole, one chair in particular is what I'm hinting at.
Yeah.
Not calling you a couch potato.
My pregnancy chair.
Your pregnancy chair. But like, yeah, I'd be like, all right, if I'm going to make a case for this thing to be gone, I'm going to make a case.
Then I can be like, girl, the last 3 weeks, you've used it twice.
Can we, like, if you're not going to, because it's just in the way.
It sounds like she actively uses it because her argument was, mm-hmm. if I move it over here, I'm going to be in the middle of the hallway.
Right. I can't use it. But she's also got a point. Like, she asked me, so I had a right to say no. Like, she only asked a question.
But also, like, I asked you, you said no, so now I'm taking another route.
Well, I'm telling on you, and now...
Now I'm making you
now
move
we're both
it,
fucked, because I tried you to don't have a couch for but, your nook, right. And you're not bringing another one, because majority rules.
And now you don't have your stripper pole, which started this issue. Mm-hmm. So now we're all losing.
Right.
Is she the asshole for refusing to move the stripper pole? Given her arguments.
I'm going to say no.
I'm feeling
because
a little bit.
She didn't ask her to get rid of the stripper pole. She asked her to move it. There was no place to move it to. Could have easily said, like,
I'm with you, but only because of.
Maybe I'm confusing myself.
The argument that's like, there was no need to move it. There was ways to have the TV, the couch, all these things. There was ways to do it.
Yeah, she just wanted
without
a
the
nook.
Pole being in the way. Yeah, she just wanted the living room set up in a specific way, and the pole interfered with that.
I still don't think you're an asshole. If there was a way, if you didn't want to move it, and there was a way to do it, and she just wanted a nook,
right?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick to it. You're not an asshole.
I think I agree with you.
I mean, everyone sucks here. Let's be clear. A little bit. It got petty toward the end. Right.
It also said they were what in their 20s?
Yeah. Listen, so, you remember our 20s.
Exactly. That's
when I
why
thought
I
was skinny.
They're also in their 20s.
I thought I was skinny.
Oh, and I thought I was fat.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Those were the days. That was our worst issue.
Literally. Everyone sucks.
I think everyone's focusing on this outcomes shit.
You both are being selfish and immature. Sounds like you guys have some growing up to do. Well, they also said they're 20.
They're in their 20s, but I also don't think that initial conversation was selfish and immature.
This does not sound like a living arrangement that's going to last.
Oh, it's probably done by now.
Obviously, because the bitch don't have even a couch to sit on. I'm not living somewhere I don't have a couch.
You know, but you can hang upside down where the stripper pole used to be.
OP pretty much took over the living room with their hobby. This is not sharing. OP is the asshole here. When you live together, the rule isn't I claimed it first. It's based on equity.
I'm inclined to agree. However, we don't know where roommate number 3 fits into all of this. And if there was a place to put the couch and to put the TV so that it still existed, we don't know what the real argument against it was other than I want a nook.
Yeah,
I wanted a cozy little nook. So we're going on information that we have.
You're the asshole. Yes, you had permission at first. However, as people got settled in, you need to accept the changes. You don't get to permanently hog the common area with your exercise equipment. Put that in your room where it belongs.
That's actually another valid point.
Yeah, that's not.
But how big is the room? You would think that the
right, if she can't move her stripper pole from the living room because it's got to be in the hallway.
Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm willing to venture just because if I were one of these people, I would do this. I would use this tactic. Roommate number 3 sided with petty roommate, nook roommate. And that's why she's not mentioned.
I feel
here
like she would have mentioned, like.
That's why she's not mentioned.
Yeah, but I feel like it would have been more like.
That's 2 out of 3. Yeah, I guess
I feel like she would have mentioned either way. She would have been like, the other roommate didn't give a shit that I didn't move the pole.
The other one's like, I just have a room here. I stay at my boyfriend's.
Yeah, the other one's like, what? There's a stripper pole here? Wait, what?
Bro, I'm like high and then going to nursing classes. Like, this isn't happening.
If I'm home, I'm sleeping.
Right, or she's like, I'm a shut-in.
You're the asshole, and it sounds like you're trying to justify by qualifying that you bought the couch. I have a feeling your roommates have a different view of the situation. Not the asshole. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with these comments? You literally expressly asked your roommates if you could install one. They all said yes. Your roommate wanted it moved for no practical reason. literally just vibes. And when you reasonably said no and pointed out the issues, she tattled to your landlord because she couldn't get her way, not because she actually cared about the landlord or you having the proper authorization. Everyone on Reddit loves their moral high ground, but in real life, nobody likes a snitch.
Amen. But I think this is like, that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
But if everyone sucks here, I also agree with that. You guys went petty. Petty doesn't bequeath, beep something.
Are we going to talk about queefs?
No, queef. Queef.
I know. I
know. You know?
I bequeath thee.
I bequeath you too.
I think we are the third roommate that's like, what? There's a, there's a stripper pool?
One of us is you the third roommate the and the other one came over with wine so we could watch.
Yeah.
Hey, want to come and watch while Holly and Tara fight over where the stripper pool is going to go? Sure. What do you have over there?
All of a sudden, Tara's doing some like ninja. She like whips around the pole and like double kicks Amanda off the couch.
Like, and then some dude comes out from around the corner and said, a million times, I've told you not to raise our daughters like this.
Didn't you read the papers I gave you?
Did you want to raise or not?
I've left you 4 notices.
Evicted. Good luck with your nook. Shit.
Those are good.
Yeah, those were really good. Good choices there, Beth.
Oh, thanks. I chose them on my own.
Without a performance review? Or you didn't need my validation, is that what it is?
You were too busy trying to figure out how to get me to move the stripper pole out of the living room.
I don't know. Well, yes. I'm actually just picturing that living room in particular. I'm not even picturing one where we could actually put one.
Where it's like, the couch is here, the TV's here.
Yeah.
This pole is not an issue.
Think about when we lived together, when you would walk right in, that would be the only place where you could possibly put a stripper pole in that living room.
Yeah, if you moved the bookshelf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the bookshelf, the desk.
But like still, like if you moved those.
But then I can't spin around right there. So it needs to be in the middle of the living room.
Which wouldn't work because that would literally be like in front of your pregnancy couch.
But then you can move the TV to the small wall.
No, because then you can't have the, you would just be getting interrupted by people walking back and forth between the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason that living room was set up that way was because, hey, that's the only way that the living room can be set up.
So if we put the stripper pole in the corner where the TV stand and the wall were,
mm-hmm.
that corner, and then figure out somewhere else for the couch.
Right, the front door. We'll just put it in front of the front door.
Right.
You know what?
Or the stairway.
Why don't we just get rid of our dining room table and you can do it in the kitchen?
That's fucking brilliant.
Where are we going to sit?
We had an island.
That didn't have seating. There was no
overhang. It's so much easier to buy stools than to move my stripper pole.
But there was no overhang.
If my stripper pole's already there,
we'd be sitting like mom and dad on either side of the island with our legs wide open in front of the stools. Being like, how was your day?
We can only fit 3 at a time.
I got a good Kegel workout.
Two if you're heavy.
How was yours? We're just going to have fucking dinner sitting on the edge of the stripper pole.
Yeah, we're just going to stand. Yeah, we'll stand by the sink while we eat dinner.
I think that's where the stripper pole is. Okay. My only argument was like, I don't want to walk into the house and be greeted by a stripper pole. That is not inviting to me.
Yeah, especially, well, it depends. Somebody's on it.
I said to me.
If I open the door and somebody's on that bitch, like, oh, hi, welcome home.
And you learned how to do that. Why?
How many days did that take you?
Can you write a letter holding a pencil with your Kegels now?
While holding yourself up with one leg.
And pouring a glass of wine upside down.
Mm.
That.
That
talent.
Makes all the difference.
I keep the stripper pole.
If I walk in and there's a glass of wine anywhere, I don't give a shit what else is going on.
Right. Pour it. It better be, hand it to me with your foot.
With your Kegels.
Yeah.
But look at this new trick I learned. Hold the glass. Hold the glass. Watch this.
Okay.
This doesn't work with champagne.
What was it? Mom, I swear to God, it wasn't me. It was all Carrie. Like, I didn't do it. She fucking did it. And then finds hers. I'm done.
Maybe we can do the rest of assholes at Ada's next week.
Why not?
We only did two. We usually got a three or four in, I think.
These elicited some conversation.
That first one.
That was a good one.
I feel like I'm going to go to sleep thinking about it.
I know. It's apparently we don't go just by the question, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we weigh the whole scenario. And, like, the question alone.
Yeah, I immediately put myself in one of the persons.
Based on the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm either the writer or the.
Yeah. And then you read the whole thing and you're like, well, how am I supposed to pick a side when you're both traitors? It's like the worst fucking movie ever.
Which one am I?
There is no plot.
Am I the one on the stripper pole pouring wine from my couch?
Or am I the one upset that I'm walking in that you're on the stripper pole?
My couch can be right there.
And like, it's just, I'm telling. I just want to watch Dateline. Fuck. Well, thanks for sticking around with this nonsense. I'm surprised we did.
It was a good time.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
Tell us if you think they're the assholes.
Tell us where you'd put that stripper pole.
No shit. And how would you weight your performance review to your stay-at-home parent? I wonder if it was a stay-at-home dad, if we would think the same way.
Do we got a minute?
No. Okay. I have to pee. Why? Can you make it quick?
I might.
Can I? Well, I have input.
You're a man and a father.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have input based on your thoughts.
I don't know. We never talked about stay-at-home dads. And I'm not one.
We could argue this.
You just did accept me as a dad.
You are the dad.
I'm going to suffocate.
You're going to suffocate.
Did you say suffocate out loud before you answered me?
No, I didn't see your message till this morning. Well, I said it at my cousin's house when I got your message.
Out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Jason repeated it. Like,
and how did you feel immediately when he said suffocate?
I still thought it was the best dad joke ever. Oh. Yeah.
That's why I said, you didn't say the word out loud. Say it out loud and then answer me.
Sure did. That's why. I don't know. Would you use suffocate or suffocate?
No, that wasn't the question.
No. Oh, that's true. That's not the question.
Because you say it how you say it.
It's true.
If you're a normal human and say suffocate.
Yep.
But your best friend one day was like, oh my God, I felt like I was going to suffocate.
I'd probably be like, that is the most accurate description that I'm not even mad.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah.
Suffocate?
It makes sense.
I'm going to suffocate.
Psychologically, I'm suffering. You're suffocating me. I'm suffocated.
Okay, but yes. And if somebody clever had said it first, suffocate, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have had
Who said it first? It wasn't you?
No, it was on TV.
Was it one of your reality shows?
And I was like, yes. I was sitting here doing homework, and then all of a sudden, there's like a piercing suffocate just jolting into my earlobes. And I was like, completely stopped what I was doing and like looked at the TV like, what?
Sitting there going like, how did you make it this far?
How are you the age you're at? And nobody's corrected you.
I'm suffocating.
Everybody's just like, oh my God, yeah, girl. Like, not one was like, your weight what? You're doing what? You're suffocating? Is that like...
You know, that's one of those words that like, it's not like idea or across where people add letters to it, like idea and across. Like suffocates, like either you are being really clever. Like if you had said it or I had said it, we'd be like, oh, that's good.
Funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that from now
but
on.
But if Cardi B said it, I'd be like, and
that bitch
right
really thinks it's suffocate.
Question all of where this country
sits. I think it was like a Cardi B situation. That's why I was like, would you still
maybe
be my bestie if I said suffocate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure would be, though, true. If you said suffocate.
Suffocate. Yeah. That's like vacation.
Oh, no. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I mean, it is in theory. But like if you said suffocate, I'd say something to the effect where you're brilliant. But if you said vacation, I'd be like,
there's no...
I can't know.
Right.
Unless your vagina is a vacation.
No, because vagina.
Right.
Vacation.
Yeah, and I would just vacate.
Okay. Just vacate.
We're done. This episode's done. Over. We've suffocated enough. And so have you.
We're vacating the premises.
Oh,
Catch me on my stripper pole in the middle of the living room.
And kindly submit your performance reviews with a percentage of my increase. Right? No, we're not going back there. We gotta, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Next week.
Next week.
On ill-advised.
Yeah. Suffocate. we're gonna hit Ada again next week. We're gonna finish this one.
I think so.
We have to. And in the meantime, you know the drill. Your questions, comments, concerns, and your beverage recommendations. Yes,
please send us your drinks. We're like squeezing grapes over.
No, we're sure not.
I know it sounded good. We're like stomping grapes barefoot.
With our Kegels.
Can we drink this? Are we going to get drunk?
Oh my God, stop. I'm thinking about Kegels and fermenting. What? I know.
I was just thinking about foot one.
I guess
stomping, crushing the grapes. And then like.
Lucy did it.
Oh yeah, this is.
That's a fetish.
Bottle that up.
I'm getting.
That's Sauvignon, at least $16.99.
Athlete's foot. Let's ferment this toe jam.
Let's
now.
Call it Merlot.
Ew.
Pinot. You've always said Pinot tastes like feet.
I will stand by
there
that.
There you
for
go.
The rest of, yeah. All right.
It's getting warmer out, so what's your go-to summer beverage?
Oh yeah, because I think we're on white time right now, right? Like we're ready to like. I know that we do whites a lot regularly, but like we're ready to convert for the season at least.
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be like, why did we choose red?
Yep. It's probably going to be in 2 weeks or 3 weeks tomorrow. Okay, now we're vamping. What are we trying to make up for time? Hey, in the meantime, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. Stomp them grapes.
While you're hanging upside down on your living room pole.
And ask daddy, rate me. And thank you for listening. The level of shock in your voice these days is just more shocking to me than you being shocked at the shit that I say.
Ask daddy to write me?
Well, I mean, he's coming in with a performance review.
I'm not asking nobody. I'm daddy.
Fucking forever. Fuck you. I hate you so much.
Do you know how mad I would have been if I didn't say that? I would have woke up in my sleep and been like,
I should have said,
I'm daddy.
Ill-Advised is hosted and produced by Stephanie and Ray,
aka your Beths.
Send us your questions, your comments, all of your concerns,
and your drink recommendations
to illadvisedpodcast@gmail.com. You can catch up on all of our episodes and our show notes at illadvisedpodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at illadvisedthepodcast. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
You've been ill-advised.